Next applicant is Boulevard Ensemble of Milwaukee. Take a look at the word samples. Joe, would you like to lead the review?
Sure. The Boulevard Theater is in its 33rd season. I love the description that it began as a series of coffee house performances, and their goal is to produce seldom performed or new works. Actually, the description is to produce outstanding. Seldom produced or new works, to showcase new and local individuals, and to invest in local neighborhoods, which I thought was it is kind of tucked away in a neighborhood of a city, and in Milwaukee, that is. In 1987, they moved to Bayview. If I remember right, it was a strip mall kind of thing, or a small storefront building. And as Boulevard happened, the neighborhood kind of grew around it, which was kind of neat. It's now kind of in a eclectic little community, and this organization likes to highlight itself as part of the center of that because of the traffic that's going on. They have, as they've grown, looked into other spaces, performing arts centers, the church. They have a strong relationship with a local church, which is great, and I didn't see a letter from them, which would have been really helpful, just to say, hey, we love having you here and to work with that. They've had to deal with some funding challenges over the year because they were hit with the downside of a United Performing Arts Fund is when they stop funding when the line is redrawn, and they were on the wrong side of a line redrawn by Performing Arts Fund, and that's caused them to do some rethinking and to work on some stuff. Currently, their fundraising though is at 58% of their budget.
2 minutes.
So they are doing the work. The only thing that bugged me about this, and this is again that section underused section B of the application, where I've been guilty on the presenting side of it as well. There is a loss of $44,000, and it's here between the lines, you know, where that might have happened, how that might have happened. There's plenty of room right on this first page to say, here's what happened, here's where we're going for it. And what merits, I think, is, I don't know if it exceeded 20%, so maybe it didn't fall onto that, but when I see a number that big, I'd like to see it right up front explained for me. But outside of that, I mean, the only other concern, I don't know, concern, the only other thing that struck me is when an organization says, we've got 30 plus years and we're being run by the founding director, and that's, I think that's fabulous and bravo to that, but what happens? What's next?
Succession plan.
If there's, you know, and even, yeah, I agree that the succession plan is the right war term, but I understand that the heart and soul of an organization can be with this person. I just would like to see more, and it probably happens, but it's not out there in front for me. This person is taking a more active role. This person is taking a more active role. Something that makes you think that if something unfortunate were to happen and the person were no longer to be active as that founder, that the organization could continue on with its mission.
Okay.
Did
Just a point of clarification, you said a $44,000 loss in one between
it
years?
It was fiscal year 2016-17.
Okay, so the Section B, just so I...
It would be prior fiscal year in Section B, the middle year.
So I see $74,442 in both. They're identically putting those two in, I'm not sure.
No, why. I'm looking across. Income $74,442, expenses $100,144. I'm reading across.
Got it. Yeah, and what we ask is if something changes from year to year, and you're saying
that's what I'm saying. My conversation for afterwards got it. Is that maybe Section B is a place to address that as well.
Yep.
It's not their fault.
Right.
It just would have been easier to see
clarity.
The rest. Yeah.
Yep. Great.
Sorry. I'm glad to be
it's
more
okay.
clear on that.
It's okay.
Ed, would you like to comment? I had a couple comments. I think they try to appeal to a diverse audience in a diverse neighborhood, and they seem to have succeeded. They're looking to shorten some of the productions to match modern attention spans. They're community focused and try to use local talent. Board members are invited based on contributions they make, and they have partnerships with the Plymouth Corral, UCC Church, the LGBTQ community. I thought it was interesting. I think they put 5 pages of narrative in a 3-page report. I think that's something that you might need to look at because you have a disqualification for a number of pages, and if somebody uses a larger font versus a smaller font, I'm not sure that's a fair...
And we say 12%. Yeah. And we say a 12-point font. So
well, I don't think this is.
I think you're right. So thank you for that.
Yeah. They widen the margins,
too.
I know those tricks.
Yeah.
No, I'm back.
The comments I had was I would have liked to see the survey. They do talk about... some of their evaluation tools on a board level and then performances, but just seeing the survey. I also would recommend them diversifying their board because they have a lot of artistic representation on the board.
Other comments?
I know we talked about the structure of this, but it is hard to read. There's so much there crammed in that I struggled with just taking it all in. This is another application that I recommend, really defining clearly what you mean by diverse, because they talk about an interest in diversifying their audiences and their artists. They do comment on the LGBT community several times throughout their application, which leads me to believe that they have a deep interest in that community, but that they didn't say that explicitly, so I wanted to know more about that. And I also, as they say, that they're interested in diversifying their audiences, when I look into their organizational plan, there aren't goals towards that. And their work plan really does look more like an overview of their season rather than an actual strategic document that I would like to see.
Yeah, I agree. It seemed like they used that organizational plan as a place to put information that they didn't manage to get into the narrative in terms of, you know, their play selection and timetable.
Mm-hmm. Karen, I don't know if this is I have a recommendation for them, but I don't know if it's going to maybe turn into a recommendation overall.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes strictly from being on a panel review board now and a few years back and being familiar with a couple
just
things.
Off Ellie, sorry.
That's okay.
No, I just need to get her back.
And do you want me to wait?
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it's a good one to get. Shoot. I don't like that static sound. It wasn't so good. That's great. rate to be able to get somebody long distance. But my goodness, there are a few challenges.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Of course it has. You know what? Go ahead and give your suggestion.
All I was going to say is the narrative seems to refer to the mission, all thoughts about diversity and outreach aside, as a function of the neighborhood that they're located. And I close my eyes and try to envision that neighborhood as an eclectic neighborhood with all, with a diverse and whatever population. Roaming the streets in a place where that would really thrive. Their location is based upon the population there. I guess what I'm trying to say is it would be helpful if I knew what that neighborhood looked like. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or just say this is why we're here. Did we go here because this is where our audience is?
And I have that same concern, and I just assumed, well, I don't know any areas, and not mm-hmm. being from Wisconsin, I'm not familiar. I just assumed that everyone else on the panel would be more familiar with mm-hmm. the neighborhood. So reading the application, I just had to make assumptions about what the neighborhood looked like. That they mentioned young people, so I just assumed it was sort of a, not gentrifying, but an area, mm-hmm. young, maybe not, lower income, sort of struggling.
So other than good grant proposal writing, knowledge, which is what, you should know that if you're defining something, your panel's going to want to know the context, mm-hmm. which is also part of that describe your community
mm-hmm.
piece
yeah.
that they
right.
get. What else, what is your suggestion in terms of overall? Or are you just saying, for this particular applicant, it would have been really helpful?
Yeah, I don't know
here.
That I have
okay.
a suggestion
that's
overall.
Great.
I just, it's...
Give us some context.
I'm hoping that the line I've, the picture that I painted is accurate, and that's why they're there rather than in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
The
community description does tell you...
It kind of sort of says that.
Right. And not just about that community, but other areas that they might mm-hmm. draw from.
Any other comments? Is Ellie back?
Ellie, are you there?
Yep.
Very sorry
good.
About
here,
that.
Here.
Sorry, I kicked your plug undone.
No, that's fine. I got my phone to malfunctioning, so I'm glad it's with you.
Tell me my phone.
It was me.
Any other comments? Thank you.